Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Fain reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox scores. Fain moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. Fain scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Hegan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. the Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Friend moves to second. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Friend scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby bunts towards the mound. Bearden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Fain steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Fain scores. Elliott moves to third. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Elliott scores. Rivera scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Friend hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland moves to second. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Dave Hoskins pinch hits for Hank Majeski. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoskins for the out. Strickland moves to third. Friend moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Hooper now pitching. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fain hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Elliott hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Friend is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Hooper covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 0-for-1 in the game. Consuegra takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, White Sox. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby is walked intentionally. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Fane moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to third for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso moves to third. Elliott moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Elliott scores. Rivera moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Mealy moves to third. It's 9-5, White Sox. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel bunts towards first. Easter juggles the ball. That's an error on Easter. Mealy scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 10-5, White Sox. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Consuegra bunts towards the mound. Chuckalis juggles the ball. That's an error on Chuckalis. Lawler moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Carrasquel scores. Consuegra moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 12-5, White Sox. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Consuegra scores. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-5, White Sox. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Fane takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 16-5, White Sox. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Marsh now playing third base. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Friend takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to second. Bill Glenn pinch hits for Bob Chuck Ellis. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 16, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith is called out on strikes. 1 out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Rosen strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-4 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 16, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.